Welcome to the mastermind call for March 20th, 2024. It's awesome being here. And hang on just a second here. I'm just getting everything all set up. Okay, there we go. And so it's just Karen and I here to start out with. And I'm going to talk a little bit about the eclipse energy for Karen and a little bit for all of us. I'm going to talk a little bit about the equinox energy as well. The lunar eclipse update will be hopefully in your member site tomorrow or Friday at the latest. And so, yeah, we're in the eclipse portal time. Absolutely. We're definitely feeling it at some level. Remember, it's a shadow period of time. And I'm not going to go through the whole update because I'm going to do that and you guys can watch that. But this eclipse coming up on the 25th is the lunar eclipse. And it's a partial lunar eclipse. And lunar eclipses are more about their emotional triggers, a purification, a clearing. But eclipses, just in what they are, they can make us feel internal pressure, or we can perceive it to be external pressure too. Things coming at us. Sometimes we can feel like the rug is getting pulled out, or we just feel like there's change afoot, so we're re restless a little bit. This eclipse coming up, it has a lot to do with karmic patterns being released. And the eclipse pattern that we're in is between the Virgo and Pisces axis of the chart. And I'm going to talk about it here for pulling up Karen's chart here. I'm going to talk about it for Karen here for a moment. But I want you all to remember that these are cosmic triggers that they cause us to grow, or if we're not willing to grow, they cause us some suffering for sure. So it's better to take them as a growth opportunity, which is that's why I let you guys know when these are happening, because these are storms. They're a shadow period of time. We can't see things quite as clearly in the storm. So if the wind is blowing and it's raining, you might want to wait till it all calms down to see where the lawn furniture has landed before you go rearrange it, or you might just want to put it away, so we need to see how things land. And Mercury is part of this eclipse pattern, and it is because it rules Virgo, and because it is in Pisces, in Gandhanta, it's in a tricky place, being debilitated, and it's really not letting us access our logical minds as easily. So we really have to move from our intuition. So that's just a short synopsis. And like I said, you'll have an update and I'll go deeply into it. Now, Karen, for you, this is interesting. Okay, so first let me say this about the eclipse pattern. In Pisces is the solar eclipse on April 8th. That's a big eclipse that will hit the United States. When I say hit the United States, I mean the shadow from that, wherever it can be seen, is where it's going to be felt the most intensely, although it affects all of us. But on a collective, socio-political level, earthquakes, weather, all those things. So it is the Virgo is the natural sixth house of the zodiac, healing, work-life balance, health. And Pisces is the natural 12th house of the zodiac, spirituality, transcendence. It's the end of the zodiac before it restarts into Aries. What do we need to dissolve, let go of? And interestingly enough, Karen, your Pisces is your sixth house and your Virgo is your 12th house. So it's flipped for you. It has representation in both of those natural signs of the zodiac, which will always be the case for an Aries ascendant, because Aries is the beginning of the zodiac. So there's the collective flavor of that, but I always want you all to look at what houses it representing for you. So the lunar eclipse for everyone is going to be in Virgo. What part of your chart is Virgo? The 12th house for Karen is that transcendence, it's letting go, it's spirituality, it's your highest house of spirituality. It also rules foreign places, hospitals, prisons, organizations, nonprofits, that sort of thing. Sleep also, and it's pleasures of the bed too as well. So, Karen, you have a couple outer planets there, meaning you have Pluto and you have Uranus, but you do not have any of the significant planets there. Those are outer planets that don't have any light to them, but it's going to, the lunar eclipse is really an emotional clearing. It's a purification. It's a releasing of patterns. I will be doing a full moon healing circle on Monday on the 25th. And where this eclipse is happening in Virgo is in Hasta, which is a great manifesting nakshatra. So it really is about clearing the patterns, the karmic stuff away from that are keeping, it's just clearing that stuff away so that we can just be more clear and be more present. And you don't have any significant planets there, so I'm just going to say that's a for all of us, and especially Karen, this is your 12th house, but I'm going to say for everyone. It really is a very, this is very a spiritual eclipse pattern. And the K2 mystic eclipse, the lunar eclipse is a time of deep sensitivity and intuition, and really make time for your spiritual practice. Come to the full moon healing circle. There's a big opening happening and during that. There's stuff that can come in, some stuff that can slide out without us even doing anything. But it does, eclipses do bring up things unexpectedly, and it plays out over the next 6 months. Now, the solar eclipse is, that's your eclipse, Karen. That's Pisces, and that's where the magician is in Pisces, Rahu. And so where's Pisces in everybody's chart? So that is your sixth house. That is work-life balance. That is your health. So I think we've talked about this before, but is all your, and I know you've been working on your health stuff. Is all that in check? And that's why we look at the stuff beforehand. You had a pretty whopper of an eclipse pattern, which you did very well through, by the way, the last year and a half on your first and seventh house and a bunch of planets. And then this is on three planets. So this particular eclipse is very close to the solar eclipse. Total solar eclipse is very close to your connector, your Venus, your planet. Okay. It's at 25 degrees. Your planet is at 26 degrees. This is your eclipse, the solar eclipse on the 8th. And so this is a real shift for you in a, it's going to open up a new path for you in some way on an identity level, on who you are, how you connect in with your and also around your health and well-being, but it's going to bring opportunities for you personally, Karen. It'll be interesting to see how that plays out. If an opportunity comes with complication and drama, it is not for you. This is true for everyone. That's Rahu shadow side, complication, intoxication, drama. Those are the things to really, really watch out for and be careful of. But there's things within you, Karen, that are shifting and changing on just in who you are, who you show up as. And there's a shift in a balancing around this whole sort of, it's work-life balance, it's who you are personally, it's transcendence and your spirituality. The communicator lives in this part of your chart too, which is your ninth house. Divine soul purpose is shifting. Mercury is also rules your 12th house. We just talked about the 12th house of spirituality. It's involved in this eclipse pattern. And the sun is here as well, and it is a solar eclipse. The Venus is getting it more directly to the degree, but all those planets are involved. So, and the sun is communities, organizations, groups, and larger financial gains. Not a time to make speculation and investments. Not a time for big decisions. Yeah, there are always decisions that come up emergent, and you just want to be present and make those decisions the best you can, but absolutely not a time to be, speculating, so to speak, on any big investment kind of a thing. You want to wait till the storm passes on that. So it's a, very significant eclipse pattern for you, Karen. And I want to say I'm just noticing too that the lunar eclipse that we're having on the 25th is very close to, it's aspecting your, it's at almost 11 degrees and your sun is at 11 degrees. So it's aspecting your sun. So you're going to feel these. Now, when you look at your own chart, those of you who are not here or don't have personal sessions with me, you look at your own chart and you're going, oh, wow, I've got planets here. And I, yeah, there's more changing. There's shifts in all these areas of life. So my counsel to all of you is to keep schedules light during this time. This is a very spiritual time. So more time for meditation and doing any of our transcendence type tools. There's a lot of messages that can kind of come through. It can be really powerful, but really watch out for checking out, binging food, TV, alcohol, drugs of whatever, watch out for that checking out fantasy land kind of behavior. Instead, really sink into spiritual practice. It's very, very good for that. And not a great, a lot of people will be going out to see that April 8th Great American Eclipse. And, it's hard to like not want to look at it. So fine. In the Vedic tradition, we don't look at it. It's not auspicious to. Yeah, I usually peek at the eclipse, but I don't go around groups of people. It's not useful. This is, the word lunatic comes from lunar, and it's people are getting affected in all kinds of different ways. So it's not a great time to get out there with a, so, stick a little closer to home. If you do have to travel, keep it, keep it, just give yourself, pat it with more time is the best thing I could say. But, Karen, you're just going to want to be in your practices and not, don't put a lot of expectations on yourself. Because you're likely to feel a bit of pressure. It could be super creative, so just allow yourself, meditate, be in nature, your music. Does that all make sense to you?
Yep, that does. And I'm in this lighter time with work because I have two spring breaks, so I have half, like a half, basically lighter schedule for 2 weeks right now. And then I am mindful, I'll just make sure that I'll like keep that in mind, like what you're saying, as far as not putting a lot of pressure on, because I know how to do that.
You do. You've mastered that. So, and
But
that's, so that's your pressure off. Okay. That's your mantra for this. Okay.
And it's kind of fun. On Monday, it's my birthday too, so I'll do the I don't
That's
have to do t yeah I don't have to do a ton that day. And I think I can make the group, but I might be like 15 minutes late or something. But normally that day it wouldn't be a good anyway. But I think I'll be able to do the session you're doing that day. The what is that again?
circles
The
row
full
between
moon.
a certain day
That's yeah.
all of those moons. Sometimes it doesn't work for me either, but I do
That's great. Awesome.
Okay, so the yeah, and I meant I was looking at for some reason I was looking at your birth date earlier. I was just looking at charts for today. And anyway, so happy birthday. And it
Thank you.
is, and it's a you have an eclipse birthday, which is always even more so a bit of a shift in direction for you. And again, these directions open up. They don't, the change doesn't, with a lunar eclipse, there can be really emergent things right in the moment. It tends to be more emotional stuff, but with the solar eclipse, it's a shift in direction that open, it's not that day. It opens up over time.
Yeah.
So just keep that in mind. I also wanted to just talk a little bit about the equinox energy, and we're just, at that moment of balanced light and dark, technically yesterday, but we're talking today. So, and balance is it's a misnomer in a lot of ways. A lot of times we think of balance as being one consistent point, or every area of my life is balanced. Extremes are part of balance, and but we can't stay at extremes very long. So maybe we're working a lot. Maybe the relationship is taking a lot of energy. Maybe we're moving home. There's these, but and sometimes we have extremes going in more than one direction, but we will break if we stay in the extremes. Eclipses are also extremes. They're very, and we always have them in the spring and the fall. They don't always fall right at the equinoxes, but they do happen in the spring and the fall, somewhere around then. So that's always kind of interesting too. My teaching on balance is constant unified movement. And how do we do that? We need to know where our center is. We need to know what we're grounded into. And that is not something outside of ourselves. That is grounded into our purpose. That is our spirituality, who we are. And not plugged into, the matrix 3D world. We're really plugged into the truth of who we are, and that's where spiritual practice comes in, whatever your form of spiritual practice is. And when we know who we are, even though we forget, 5,000 times a day, even when we know who we are, and we have a meeting with the divine on a daily basis to remember what that is, we can come back home again. And that's really, really important for us. This, and so then we have a center point, and that's where we balance from. So, I've taught yoga for years, and the physical center, is going to be down in our core somewhere. Just that's that balance point. And if we can, if you're balancing, on one leg or on your hands, or you're going to, walking is a balancing act. We had to learn that as a, as a baby. And I have a 9-month-old granddaughter, and she's not on her own. She's playing with that a little bit, that standing up thing, and we take it for granted that we've mastered a lot of balance in our life. We couldn't stand on one leg in half moon pose all day long, right? We can do it for short bits of time, so we can do these extremes for short bits of time. So what I want you to just become aware of for yourself is, where are you feeling out of balance in your life? What's out of balance? Is it your physicality, the way you're taking care of yourself? Is it, how you're eating? Is it you've lost your spiritual practice? You're too connected into the world and media and all those things. Is it that you've been really called into, to caregive in some way, family members, children, whatever it might be? Is it that, a relationship is really taking a lot of energy? Is it that your work in some way, or some aspect of your work is really, it's just eaten up all your time and all your bandwidth. So now your health and well-being is suffering in some way, or your mental well-being is. So, I'm feeling into everybody, and there's places that are in balance and out of balance. And some of you are more feeling the extremes more than others, just depending on how, what you've been dealing with, how all the energy's been coming down on you. But I guarantee over the eclipse time, we can feel out of balance because things are wonky. They're just wonky during that time. So I really encourage you to be aware of maybe where you're in your extremes, and which means that you're potentially out of balance. And then the next question would be, where, in what part of your life would it be most useful to bring back in balance? Like that part that's kind of slipping away, but if you could get that back, that would really bring some balance to things. We only stay at the equinox for a moment in time, and then we move back out towards the extremes of the solstice, and we go back in towards the balance, and we go back into the extremes of the other end of the solstice, you know, where it's either really light or really dark. And I love to work with the natural rhythms because we are part of nature. And so we don't do this just on a yearly basis. This is something we need to be managing all the time. But I love this energy of the equinox because in this balance point that we're sort of feeling around the days of the equinox, it's a great time to really tune in. So where are you out of balance? Where are you in the extremes? What do you need to bring more into balance that would really help to just sort of right the ship of you and your life? So what do you need to bring back into balance? And then also I want to invite you to tune into what would be the best way, what's the inspired action for bringing the part that's out of balance back into balance? We want to go from that direction specifically because it's kind of hard not to do something. It's easier to do something. So I could say, okay, what do you need? And we will get to that. What do we need to let go of on the extreme side? But what do we need to bring? What's the inspired action to take to bring things into balance? So just tune into what that might be. And then what would be useful to let go of, to surrender, which you can use the surrender process for. That's a very, very potent process. What would be useful to surrender in order to come back into balance from whatever's feeling extreme in your life? And this plays out in different ways. You know, sometimes we don't have a really logical answer. I'm kind of going through a time where my time is really committed between my work life and my family life. And then part of my work life is my creational life. And there's things I'm committed to creating that I do for you guys. And then there's all the other things I want to create. And which takes time and it takes being in the right energy for and such. And when my schedule's really tight, I kind of find myself in that extreme of being pushed up against a wall a bit. And so there's some things that are non-negotiable in that I can't let go of in my schedule. And I also made a family commitment that's making my time even more scheduled, let's just put it that way. So I have to be super, super present to how I use my energy. Like, I don't have, how do I say this? I'm big about scheduling in my flow time and the time for me so that my well-being is taken care of. And these eclipses are hitting me in my first and seventh house. So they're pretty intense for me. And I have planets involved too. So, in order to have the focus I need for doing some of the things that I need to do and want to do, there is really, I just, you know, anything that's not really significant for me, I've had just really had to surrender. I just really had to surrender. And I took a couple of days last week where I had a little bit of a lighter schedule to, I could have used them for some things on my list. I cleared out some of it, but then I just really allowed myself to have a couple of looser scheduled days and where I could spend in nature. And I was able to really just surrender some things and remind myself that, you know what, I'm handing them over to the divine. It's fine. There will be the right space and the right time. We come and we bump up against our limitations. We have limitations in the physical world, but we are exponential on the energetic world. And if we work with things from the energetic side, which is always my intention of teaching you all, as well as some good grounded practicality in the physical world, then we're working so much more powerfully and we're so much more free. And we can actually be here and enjoy the moment in front of our eyes. So that's what I want for you. I want for you to, you know, to bring things, even if it's just one thing you bring into balance, it'll help right, you know, right the whatever's topsy-turvy. And if you're feeling like everything's balanced right now, great. And you might say to me, and I know some of you are really against the wall with work right now and pressure, and maybe it's the bodily stuff or whatever, taking care of yourself that's falling out. That work-life balance is a big theme of this lunar eclipse. And even if it's just one little thing you can do, that's going to be valuable. It's like maybe you can't do it all, but you can do one little thing and then you can build something else in. So you got to take care of you because you're the one who's, you're the most important person to do that. Okay. So any questions about this, any more conversation? I know, the Facebook group hasn't been too lively, but if you want to get in there, we want to start any conversation. Happy to do that with you. And yeah, just this subject of balance is really, really important, especially during this topsy-turvy piece of time. And if nothing else, just knowing where your center is in your heart, in your core, so you know how to find home again. And if you can move and moving from there, pick any meditation, any clearing process, any training, it'll bring you back home again. Okay. Karen, thanks for being here live. Looks like you're at your destination. But a pleasure. Have a super, go ahead.
I was just gonna say my reflection as I'm coming onto the call was really one of like, I don't know, I just feel so much gratefulness for so many things that are happening for me, and also the whole idea of just where just the surrendering of figuring it out
Yes,
to what really
that's a
happened.
great thing for you to surrender.
Yeah. So I just enjoy and just, all of those things. And I feel like I'm able to enjoy that kind of a feel right now. So that's really good.
That's beautiful. That's
Yeah.
beautiful. That's beautiful. Okay. So have a fabulous birthday. Okay.
All right.
Oh, it's super fabulous birthday. And yeah, use the surrender process. And I did that the other day for just surrendering all the how-tos. I was a little in my head about marketing and stuff. And I was just like, just gonna just surrender. It's the same as like surrendering the figuring it out. I know. I'm on track. It's all fine. Just surrender all that. We got this. We got it.
So thank you for all you've done for me throughout all these years. Another thank you to you, I just have to say.
Thank you. Thank you. I will receive that. And it's we do it together, that I'm grateful to be here for you. Absolutely. Okay, sweetie.
Okay, see you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.